The new knowledge gained in our research project sheds light on the circumstances under which spiritual slash mystical experiences are most likely to occur. Many people in present-day societies long to develop their spiritual side, but they wonder whether it really exists. They do not want to fool themselves, after all. By the time they have finished listening to this book, they will see that their spiritual side does indeed exist. But like any faculty, it must be allowed to develop if they would like to see their lives transformed. Chapter 10 addresses an important philosophical question. Did God create the brain, or does the brain create God? On the one hand, spiritual slash mystical experiences are significantly influenced by culture. For example, a Christian is unlikely to have a religious experience involving Brahman, Hinduism. Muslims and Jews are unlikely to have religious experiences that involve a triune God, in the Christian sense. However, on the other hand, some aspects of the mystical experience clearly transcend culture. A key characteristic is a state of knowledge, insight, awareness, revelation, and illumination beyond the grasp of intellect. There is awareness of unity with the Absolute. Perhaps more significantly, people can change profoundly and irreversibly after these experiences. The change is generally interpreted as being for the better because the person becomes more loving and forgiving. This suggests, though it does not prove, that people who have spiritual slash mystical experiences actually contact an objectively real force outside of themselves, God, and that the transformative power of spiritual slash mystical experiences arises from an authentic encounter with ultimate reality, or God. A few disclaimers. The external reality of God cannot be directly proven or disproven by studying what happens to people's brains when they have mystical experiences. Demonstrating that specific brain states are associated with spiritual slash mystical experiences neither shows that such experiences are nothing but brain states, nor proves that God exists. It shows only that it is reasonable to believe that mystics do contact a power outside themselves. Consistent with this view, neuroscientific studies of faith experiences should not undermine faith. The fact that the human brain has a neurological substrate that enables it to experience a spiritual state can be construed as the gift of a divine creator or, if you prefer, as contact with the underlying nature or purpose of the universe.